of those in my relationship with Baba.
I can't hear you.
My relationship with Baba seems to have changed recently. I feel closer to him, and it seemed to have happened around the time Mara dropped her body. It seemed like for the first time I could really give over to Baba control of things.
Yeah.
Not just in my head, but in my heart. And that was such a gift for me. You know, I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah. But still it will be wanting to give.
Yes. It happens every day, you know. You can do it all over again every day. Mm. But that was the first time that I had really experienced that.
Hmm. That's what he says, that I am for 100%, not for 90% or 75%. I want you to give up all your worries, 100%. Not 70%, not 99%. I'm not for that. So when it is done that way, then the help comes. Then we are his hand comes to get us out of it all.
It's so hard to give up the habit of feeling that we're in control of things, and responsibility.
Yeah.
Is there a difference between just giving things to God and letting God take care of things? Do you see a difference?
What can you give to God?
All my worries, all my headaches.
Yeah.
Say here, this is. I can't do this, but you can.
Yeah. It's good to give up all these imperfections, because that's all that you can give. There's nothing else that you can give that is yours. You think that you are giving something other than something that is yours, but nothing is yours except your imperfections, your weaknesses. That's all that you can give. And once you give them all up, there's nothing to be given. It's all being received by Him. And there is that peace and joy in that. Yeah.
Eric, I think what it is that Peggy and I have this discussion quite often. You have a problem in your day-to-day life. And I think, if I may speak for Peggy, is that this problem comes up, and she'll say, well, I'll just give it to Baba. And I say, well, that's a good idea, but what I can do is try and solve it myself, and then if I get to a place where it's that brick wall and I can't go any further, then I'll say, Baba, I need a little help on this. And so we have a different style. I don't know, is it something we should both, one of us, personally decide if you want to do it that way or the other way?
No, you all should try your best to solve your own problem, because it's your creation.
Mm-hmm.
And after having tried your very best, then it's but natural for you all to put your hands up. And when you really put your hands up, then He is the one who holds you.
I found that comforting, that I should do all that I can do for my problems.
Yeah.
That I gave them to
it is. You have to exert, effort has been given. We have been given the scope to put in our efforts. Because, we have opted to remain as we are. Myself as Betsy, myself as Ares, myself as Tom, Dick, Harry, like that. So, in that, He has given us the blessing of exerting our own efforts and doing that, yeah. But now our efforts are in trying to solve the problems that we create. But the essence of effort that He has sown into us is our efforts to reach Him. It gets digressed, and we all the time exert for something that we have created, you follow. But that also gradually gets wiped off, and the true effort, the seed, will germinate and blossom forth in exerting our very best to just melt in His arms, not be. as he calls us to. Be not, and I am. That's what he has promised us. How to be not? What should we do? What should I throw myself right from the top of the mountain or put my head on the rails of the tracks and get myself killed? And it's not that. We have to get rid of all our pride and ego and all that sort of thing. Effacement. And you know, people have been saying, as Baba has said, well, true spirituality lies in effacement. It's not in trying your progress or anything. What is your progress? What do you do? We have got wrong notions of progress on the spiritual path. What is that progress? It's from we started walking and then we have bullock carts and then horses and then we have got cycles and mopeds and then cars and aeroplanes. That's not progress, you see. Progress is gradual effacement. Efface yourself till you are no more. And that's the progress. That's the end of the progress. So then there came a time when I was just recounting to the people over here in this hall what Baba had told us about it. And he says, but what's the sense? If we are effaced, then who is going to experience? And I said, what experience what? Whatever there is to be experienced. Why all this travail, you see, all this, if you are going to efface yourself? I said, you know what effacement means? Not exclusive. At present, we are excluding ourselves. But in true effacement, we gradually include. It's all embracing. Effacing is not excluding yourself from others, but including others, you see. Where you are not stressing on your individuality, rather than all embracing. Oh, it says effacing does not mean that you are going to nullify yourself, nullify your exclusiveness. And have an attitude of all embracing oneness. So you become infinite then. You don't disappear. On the contrary, you'll become infinite. When there is true effacement. But it's very difficult. John, can you read that? See that little cardboard thing under the calendar? There's that under the red calendar there.
Do not boast that you have no pride, because it is less visible than an ant's foot on a black stone in a dark night. And do not think that bringing it out from within is easy, for it is easier to extract a mountain from the earth with a needle.
That's what the perfect master Jami has said. It is so difficult to get it out of our system. The assertions, yeah. We try our best to say that, we try to be humble, we saw nothing but expressions of modesty and nothing else.
It seems to be completely impossible to do anything about it at all, so far as I can see.
It is impossible, no wonder it is so. That's the reason why the world goes on as it is. But then, who are the ones who escape from it or who dare to get out of the rut? Are the ones who have nothing to do with all this jumble, you see, of pride and this and assertion and effacement and loving God and this and that and all that sort of thing. What? Time and again when He comes in our midst, just try in our own humble way, following our worldly routines and all that. All that He has said, I don't want you all to do anything. I don't want you to give up the world. I don't want you to give up your religion. I don't want you to give up your relatives. I don't want you all to do anything. Just live your normal, natural life, and remember me. Why? Because only through remembrance will you be able to inculcate in your heart the love with which I should be loved. So remember me. Begin to just remember me. time and again. You can't remember me all the time. How will you attend to these works, you see? Then you remember me at fixed times. Then you remember me at more times. Then more and more and more. And then you have not even to make an effort to remember me. While you are doing all your things, you will be remembering me. And which is a fact. It may seem to be rather ridiculous, but it's a fact. Yeah. Just as he gives us an example. It will be so spontaneous and automatic. Do you remember to take your breath? He said, no, it is there. It's spontaneous. And I'm closer to you than your very breath, he says. So that's how it is. All that needs to be done is to lead a normal, happy, natural life. Yeah.
What I find is when set things up for myself to remember Baba at certain times so that I remember Baba. I get sometimes so it becomes just mechanical or automatic. And then I feel like I'm not sure there's any real value in that because it's lacking the heart quality that it had in the beginning when I would do it and really ponder Baba or really take Baba in with my breath in the beginning of doing that, and then as time goes on it becomes kind of mechanical and automatic and feeling like it's lacking that heart quality.
But never mind, let it be mechanical. It doesn't matter. That doesn't mean that you should relinquish that sort of remembrance. Continue with it. Because it has its heart qualities unbeknown to one. Because Baba says, when you remember me, whether mechanically or with your heart or anything sort, know that when you remember me, you are thinking of yourself, you are less and less. The more you remember me, you think of yourself less. So what is needed is, we have to not only forget ourselves, but not be. So the only thing is to, by remembering him, we can inculcate that love in our heart, which is to, that love which with we have to love him. So whether it be mechanical or with your heart, don't give it up. Just try to remember him. Yeah. Don't try to analyze that. Am I doing it with my mind? Am I doing it with heart? You see? Yeah. The very fact that you are not applying your means you seem to be, it seems to be mechanical, it comes out of the heart, you see. Otherwise, how will it come out, you see? Pardon?
Did not Baba also say that if you remember him constantly so that it becomes a habit, then you will remember him at your last breath?
Yeah, that's true.